Metropolitan Water Board, as it was before it became nationalised, was a very old company, hundreds of years old, and its systems were hundreds of years old, and some of the pipelines even now are over 100 years old that they're using, and of course they don't work too well. And as the city has grown an enormous amount, the ability to distribute water around the city through these old lines has become more and more difficult, because they have to pump great distances. They have a lot of breakdowns, but they still do, but it's 10 or 100 times better now. They decided on a system where if they built a big tunnel underneath London, they wouldn't have to pump water anywhere. They could just let all the water from the treatment plants gravitate into this tunnel, and all they'd have to do is build pumping stations at certain areas and pump it out. They wouldn't have to pump it in, because it would fall in by gravity. The tunnel really is like a huge reservoir. That's its function. It's, you know, instead of storing the water up, it's stored in this enormous... If you think of an 80-kilometre tunnel, 8 feet diameter, it's colossal. Yeah, well, yeah, right. People used to ride bicycles through it because it's a long way. You know, I've walked around it, not all at once, but through different stages. It's a long way. It's just plain concrete segments. You know, they have a boring machine, like a scaled-down version of the Channel Tunnel machine, which bored through the clay and whatever. And as it bored it, it put these lining panels up, and they come along behind, sometimes grouting, sometimes not, doing it all in one. Massive job. I mean, really, a tremendous project. Really, state-of-the-art, really. The only problem they had was in Tooting Beck, where they struck water, and they what they call the Essex Sands, and that's just liquid, and there they had to abandon. They lost a drilling machine there; it just sank, and a huge multi-million-pound machine just sank. And what they had to do then was install a nitrogen refrigeration plant and freeze the ground, and then drill through the ice, and line it until they got through it, and then they were away again. 70% of London's water comes from the Thames. It's got to be pumped out of the river and to the treatment plants. You know, these big settling tanks taking out the pesticides and all the other things and purifying the water. Then it goes into the tunnel where it's pumped out at various places to the consumer. First of all, we're dependent largely on the river. And one of the main problems with the river is that all throughout the country, the farms are using various pesticides and God knows what, which leach into the river. So you've got some of these nasties in the water when it's being drawn out. And you have to have a very sophisticated plant to extract all these things before it goes in. Ozonation, reactivated carbon beds. Then it goes into a chlorination plant where it's chlorinated to kill off all bacteria. Then it goes into the tunnel. And in the tunnel it's monitored all the time by instrumentation. And there are other chlorine injection points in the tunnel to maintain a presence of chlorine in the water, 0.1 part per million or something like that, which will guarantee nothing can live. All things like this to obtain the standards required by the European Union. And we do. By far the best water you'll find anywhere in the world. Yeah.